Oh, we're slide.
我们读一下这个诗篇第84篇，
Starting with slide.
从第5节开始。
I'll just read English. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
诗篇84篇第五节，靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有缺雨之谷盖满了泉谷。他们行走，力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
If you know this psalm, is the psalm of sons of Korah.
我们刚刚那个诗歌就是从这里出来的。
Sons of Korah.
是可拉后裔的诗。
And I think it is the stories of many of us.
这个是我们很多人有同样的故事。
We went through the valley of Baca, but we come to the, make it a spring.
我们经过这个流泪谷这个但是神叫我们变使我们这个谷变为泉源之地。
And we go through difficulties and challenges. We go from strength to strength.And each one appears before God in Zion.
我们虽然经过了很多困难，但是我们行走力上加力，我们一起到锡安来朝见神。
And the last phrase in the song in the hymn we just sing says, "We are marching through Emmanuel's land."
我们这个诗歌最后一段讲到说，我们经过以马内利境界。
Indeed, no matter.Our physical circumstances, environments, but we have Emmanuel, we have God with us.
不管我们这个外面我们经历的是什么样，但是我们有与神与我们同在。
So today, we have the open sharing, brothers and sisters. We will try to have as many as possible to share. So we will please pay attention to your time.
我们今天这个自由分享的时间，我们希望有。更多的弟兄姐妹来分享，所以我们要提醒弟兄姐妹这个时间。
Yeah, we encourage all the brothers and sisters, especially those who haven't shared for a while, please consider if the Lord prompts your heart.
我们鼓励弟兄姊妹特别弟兄姊妹如果很久没有分享的，如果神有这个心里给你这个负担的话，你可以上来分享。
We also want to remind those who have shared recently, if you have shared in the last two times, please refrain from sharing today.
弟兄姊妹，如果你上两个月你有分享过的话，你们可以先不要分享，让其他弟兄姐妹先分享。
We want to share our story, Emmanuel's story.
我们要分享我们自己这个以马内利神与我们同在的这个经历。
How we experienced Lord, what the Lord spoke to us.
我们怎么样经历主主怎么样对我们说话
？And it can be very brief. And I also want to especially encourage brothers. If the Lord give you something, please, please be bold and share what the Lord has shown you or you have experienced.
我们这个交通可以很简短特别我们鼓励我们弟兄们如果这个主跟你一些这个经历的话，你可以上来分享。
Yeah, as mentioned, we will try to limit the time. Try to finish your sharing within 10 minutes. If you see this sign, you really should consider wrap up very quickly. If you should see the 15-minute sign, that means you should wrap up then.
我们建议弟兄姊妹就是分享能够限制在10分钟以内。如果超过一点的话，请你们不要超过15分钟。
So let's open the time to...our brothers and sisters, let's have a very brief word of prayer to open.
我们把这个时间交给我们弟兄姊妹，我们先有一个简短的祷告。
Lord, indeed, once again, we trembling and come before you. And Lord, you are so loving and you are so good. And before such a holy God, Lord, we want to give you all our hearts worship and adoration.
是的，主，我们恐惧战惊，我们再次来到你面前。你是一个圣洁的主。我们一起来到你面前。
But would you sanctify us? Would you set us free from our own limitations? The brothers and sisters can freely share the grace and mercy you have shown to us.
主啊，求你啊，能够啊，这个释放我们啊，这个我们的一些残累，我们能够自由的啊，释放来分享。
We commit this time into your loving hands. Sanctify this time, Lord. We pray.
我们把这个时间啊交在你手中啊，但愿你啊这个让啊这个洁净这个时间。
In the name of Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
啊，奉主耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Isaac, for choosing this hymn.
谢谢 Isaac 弟兄选择了这个诗歌。
In fact, this hymn is what sparked my desire to share this morning.
实际上这首诗歌也是今天早上我想要分享给大家的一个负担之一。
We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion.
我们行走向锡安是美丽美丽的锡安。
And as we march to Zion, we discover that we're not the only ones going up to the house of the Lord.
当我们到锡安的时候，我们会发现我们并不是单独的行，到神的家的人。
As we walk towards our Lord, we discover that there are others also on this journey.
当我们行向这个方向的时候，我们会发现也有别的人跟我们一同行走。
And that brings us into fellowship one with another.
那就带了我们能够进入彼此之间的交通。
So this morning, Timothy made an announcement.
所以今天早上 ，Timothy 他有一个公开分报告。
That there will be a summer youth conference again this year. Thank the Lord.
我们感谢主，就是还有今年还有一个暑期的这个青年特会。
This is an opportunity for our children who are in high school, in college, our young adults, to also experience this going up to the house of the Lord together.
那这也是让我们的年轻人，高中生、大学生，还有年轻的其他人，能够有机会一同到神的家的机会。
So we should really take it seriously.
所以我们真的应该把它当做一回事。
We should encourage our high school children, our, what is it, I think eighth graders?
Eighth graders
even, to come on this journey.
所以呢，我们要来鼓励我们中间的高中生，包括八年级的，让他们能够一同来聚集。
What are young ones discoveries? They're not alone in following Jesus.
当我们的年轻人发现当他们在追求主的路上并不是孤单的时候。
When they get to this conference, they meet kids their age from many parts of the United States or Canada who are also following Jesus.
那他们到了这个特会，他们会发现在来自美国还有加拿大不同的其他的年轻人，他们也跟他们一样是一同追求主的。
And this is a great encouragement because they go to high school day after day, all year long, and there's not much of Jesus there.
那这对他们来说是一个很大的鼓励，是因为每天他们上学的时候，他们找不到耶稣在哪里。
So they get to experience this.
所以他们就能够有这样的经历。
Yeah, so I want to encourage you, moms and dads, even maybe come as a chaperone if you feel your child's too young to be alone, just come along and experience the joy of going up to the house of the Lord together.
所以呢，我也鼓励做父母的，你们可以当监护人，陪同他们一同来参加这样的年轻人的特会。
Thank you.
谢谢。
亲爱的主啊
Dear Lord,
感谢赞美
I thank and praise the Lord.
你给我永远创造
The Lord has always been with me.
我今天见证叫叔叔，我六岁的时候没有母亲。
I want to testify today that when I was 6 years old,
但是我
I did not have a mother.
但是我四岁。我姐姐把我给我订婚，我这个丈夫。
So when I was 14, my sister gave me away to my husband.
我丈夫胃和全身已经都烂掉了。
At that time, my husband was very sick from stomach and all other parts of the internal parts.
但是我姐姐帮我做这个婚姻。
But my sister prearranged this wedding for me.
让姐姐去瞧我父亲说，妹妹要换给，就是他，他们。
So my sister went to my father and said to my father that I'm going to give my younger sister to this other person to be his wife.
那时候我哥哥和我父亲就跑到别的地方去。
So at that time, my brother and my father went to another place.
我那一天做新娘子那一天就是在我姐姐家，跟我这个丈夫家是隔壁，走他家去。
So at that time when I became a bride, I went from my sister's house to my husband's house because they were like next door neighbors.
So 他跳去到，那时候是18岁。So at that time I was already 18.
Also, at that time when I got married, the house was big, and one side belonged to Christians, and the other side belongs to the demons.
他们，我结婚到4年时间，我产生大的儿子。So
after I got married for 4 years, I had my first son.
大的儿子名字叫家庭，在美国里面叫是嘉兴。
Oh, so my oldest son's name is
Jia Xing.
So at that time it was December and it was like around 12 o'clock at midnight.
肚子就痛了。
All of a sudden I had stomach pain.
我妈妈说你为什么？我说我肚子痛了。
So my mother said, what happened? I said, I had stomach pain.
我赶紧爬到床上。
So I quickly went up to my bed.
爬到床上那个隔壁。 做魔鬼人一个，给我捅一片大，他跑到我房间，但是我房间里面就是我妈妈一个，还有基督徒老姐妹一个，还有我母母婆婆一个，三个在那边。So
at that time when I was feeling the pain in my stomach, the other half side of the people, one guy belonged to the demon side. He went to my room where my mother and my grandmother and I was in there.
他突然进来说婆婆我帮你一讲呢就爬到我床上坐在我里面。他是男的还是女的？三岁男的。So
that guy went into my room and says, oh, I'm going to help you. And then right away he was sitting right next to my bed.
三岁男的。他就是想什么我妈妈大的儿子 他都是生四个女儿，我生这一个男孩子，他看见我连忙跑回去给他问魔鬼的这个大魔鬼讲。So
he saw that my mother had 4 daughters and I now have a son. Then this guy went back to his side of the demon side of the household and told them.
给他大魔鬼讲，他一讲，我妈妈这三个就是今天去杀鸡。 杀男的又杀母，如果杀女的又杀，这个男的是这样。So
then my mother went to all kill the chicken. If it's a boy, I kill certain number of chicken. If it's a girl, certain number of chicken. Maybe just one or two.
但是我都没有睡。
And I was not able to sleep.
那进进屋睡回去了，我就一直没有睡。
And I was not able to sleep.
一直没有睡，他这个丈夫啊。 那魔鬼家伙啊，从我隔壁，这边我就是他从这里这样，屋间里面这样进去，爬到我床上，坐在那边，为的今天要杀你这个男孩子。So
that guy went into my room. He was sitting right next to my bed, and I think his intention was wanted to kill my boy.
要杀你男孩子，那时候我没有说，我说是谁呀？ 他没有讲，我死。他说，你做什么？我做老鼠。我说，我床快掉下来了，快掉下来了。我这样大声喊
So I was yelling, who is that? Who is that? And he said, it's me. Then I said, what are you doing here? I said, I'm here. He said, I'm here to kill the mice. So I said, if you keep sitting there, my bed is going to collapse.
我大声喊咯，那边我妈妈杀过，老姐妹和婆婆妈妈杀过，一进来混族民得睡，我妈妈连忙讲混族民得睡，混族民得睡。
So when I was yelling, my mother and my grandmother heard me, and they came over to my room.
哎呀，你让我讲一下。
Then my mother said, oh, in the name of the Lord, we win the victory.
他跑去了，他这样做，我就是在喊妈妈就过来。那时候我下一下，我四年之后生这个，然后我再生四个男孩子。
So I had that boy after 4 years of my marriage, and then I had another 4 boys.
然后生四个男孩子，他这个在我躺我床上这个，我叫他是木木。他我一年两年三年又到福州去，因为龙光在福州，我一两年三年都也到福州去。他看见我了，神神呀，你的主真好。 你生四个孩子，我刚刚才讲你主好，你主好。我每次回家，他看见我就是说，谁谁呀，你主好，你主好。
So after I had 4 boys, every time this guy saw me, he would pat on my shoulder and say, Auntie, your Lord is really great. Your Lord is really great. He gave you 4 sons.
感谢主，真的感谢主。
Thank the Lord. I really thank the Lord.
我这个我一个女孙子，名字叫安琪。
I have a granddaughter, her name is
Auntie. 五个又抱回去，我去看安琪。那一天，我丈夫已经主耶稣治好了，我丈夫一出工作，工作每天回来，本来都是11点，4点回来，那一天就是4点半回来。我抱安琪，他说：“你看，安琪眼睛。” 都变成歪到怎么样去了，嘴巴里的眼睛都歪了。So
when Anqi was about 5 months old, I was, they sent her to me. I was holding him, and that night my husband was working late. When he came home, he saw her, and she said, "Look at her. Her eyes and her mouth are like twisted."
就是我丈夫这样说，我现在你跟我一起走，跑到广州医院。
So he said, right away, let's go to a hospital.
问医生怎么样，我早晨7:30到医生家，看他，他有药给我安琪吃。So
I went to the doctor's place at 7:30 in the morning and then asked the doctor to give medication to my granddaughter.
但是抱到医生面前，我说医生，早晨你给我看好了，药给我安琪吃，为什么我丈夫回来看到变成这样？ 我赶紧抱起来，他说是我要拿错，是我要拿错。So
when he gave the medication, my granddaughter didn't. 让我讲一下，my granddaughter got worse. So I asked the doctor, "You gave me the medication. Why she became worse now?" And then the doctor told me, "Oh, I gave her the wrong medication."
哎呀，我说今天啊，我抱出来，你给我这样讲，你要早晨给我拿错，你这样谁会逆出来？哎呀，我说天大的父亲。 感谢赞美主，我就是天父的父亲，也是这样爱，我一直感谢不尽。这样的见证啊，哇！这次起码有2-3个月没有来，我心里很焦急，我要讲感谢不尽，赞美不尽，会耶稣求你。
And then he gave me the right medication, so she was cured, and then I just kept thanking the Lord for what he had done.
弟兄姐妹，主内平安。Peace
be with you, brothers and sisters.
我叫唐丽青。My
name is
唐丽青。我在这里听了许多弟兄姐妹的见证。I've
heard so many testimonies from brothers and sisters here, and really touched me.
因时间关系，我在这里做简短的见证。So
I'm going to give a short testimony here.
感谢主。Thank
the Lord.
我感谢主，我在这里分享我的见证。
Thank the Lord, I could share my testimony here.
有一点简单。
I feel a little nervous.
因为我们是第一代移民在美国。
Because we're the first generation immigrant here in the United States.
在这里生活压力非常大。
So it's a lot of pressure to live here.
我的弟兄一直抽烟。 什么人现在都戒不掉。
My husband kept smoking and nobody, no matter how many people asked him to quit, but he just couldn't stop.
感谢主，世族的黎明恩待。
But thank the Lord because of the Lord's mercy.
有一次他去医生所那边检查。
Once he went for a physical checkup.
第一次检查是牙科检查。
First he went to the dentist.
牙科检查，然后医生发现他有口腔癌。
And then the dentist found out that he has oral cancer.
医生马上安排他做口腔癌手术。
And then the dentist right away arranged for him to have like surgery.
我听了这个消息非常害怕。
I was really afraid when I heard about this.
但是我想怎么办啊？突然间发生事情，跟我打击很非常非常的很心里很不安。
So I was really like struck by this news, and I was really feeling
uncomfortable. 到那时候，我跟主说：“主啊，这样的事情能引到他，他嘴巴里突然间发现了口腔癌。”
I said, Lord, this is all of a sudden happening to him. Now he has oral cancer.
到那时候，我只要靠着这本圣经读经祷告，读经祷告。
I could only depend on my Bible. I just kept reading the Word of God and pray.
到那时候，我读到一个圣经节。
And then I read a verse.
靠主的话来安慰我，就是在以赛亚书四章41章10节。
So it was through the word of God the Lord comforted me. It's from the book of Isaiah. Oh, the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10.
他说你不要惧怕，因为我与你同在。不要惊慌，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你，我必用我的右手扶持你。
He said that, fear thou not, for I am with thee, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yet I will help thee.
读到这个圣经节，我的心里就平静下来。
So after I read this verse, my heart all of a sudden calmed down.
就决定我的弟兄去做手术。
So we decided to let my husband to take the surgery.
在医生安排下。
Then under the arrangement of the doctor.
在2011年8月22号。
In 2016, August 22nd, he had this oral surgery. So when he received this operation, I was not with him. I could only stay home and pray for him. So thank the Lord, after a few hours of operation, it went very smoothly. Because the doctor removed the upper part of his the roof of his mouth, so he was able to eat. So it was inconvenient for him. But thank the Lord for his mercy. After this kind of suffering, he quit smoking. So throughout 1 year, my husband really had a very good recovery. He also experienced the love of God did not forsaken him. That also changed him from his sickness.
就这样,他每天都要读经,祷告,唱诗歌,来敬拜。
So from then on, every day he would read the Bible, he would pray and sing hymns to praise the Lord.
他想到主的爱是不离不弃，我们要有什么事情都要依靠主，都要靠主来帮我们解决问题。He
thought of that the Lord, love of God did not forsake him, so therefore he wanted to praise the Lord every day. And he wanted to live in Christ.
若有人在基督呢，基督里。
If anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人,
he is a new creation.
就是已过,
Behold, all things have passed, they all became new. Amen. Thank the Lord.
I was really touched by her testimony. I have not been sharing here in the open sharing for a few months already. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们这个瓦器里面有个宝贵。
So we as earthen vessels, we have a treasure inside of us.
我们有恩膏的教训。
We have the teaching of the anointing.
最近这个恩膏教训一直在催促我。
Recently, this teaching of the anointing keep rushing me.
我们身体还健在，都是神的怜悯。
If we are still existing here, it's all the mercy of God.
那你光光有信心，没有行动，又是信，这个信心是死的。
If you only have faith but no action, then your faith is dead.
那我以前呢，一直参加那个Dana那边那个年轻人的聚会。
I used to attend the young people's meeting at where Dana is.
跟他们相处了也将近18年。
I spent about 18 years meeting with them.
那他们都在我的 手机的Facebook上,
so they are in the Facebook in my cell phone.
常常互相鼓励,
oftentimes we encourage one another.
他们也知道我的家对他们是打开的,
and they all knew that I opened my house for them.
他们常常来吃饭, 一起交通,
they often come to spend time with me to have fellowship and have a meal with me.
那这么多年来, 我常常在CBN, 就在这里聚会。
So after all these years, I spent more time here and meet here.
那对他们呢, 也是不太关心。
And I didn't spend enough time to take care of them.
最近我就去了两次。
So recently, I only went there twice.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主让我非常注意哪几个family没有来。
Oh, the Lord let me pay attention to which family did not show up.
那我就发信息给他们的家属妈妈或者 教会最近的弟兄姐妹啊，发信息给他们。
So I would send message to the family members like the mother or the father of the household.
我说你们父母都在外面啊，都不在纽约。 我难得来看看你们，怎么不见你们的面呢？
I said you parents are out of town and I don't come here often. Why now I visit and I don't see you?
第二次去全部来了。
So the second time when I went they all show up.
我们都互相拥抱。
Oh, we hug one another.
因为主的同在。
Because the Lord's presence was with us.
而且现在他们年轻人看到他们的成熟，他们的在主的话语上的成长。 心里非常的感恩。
And also I feel very grateful because I see the young people and how they grow and they grow in the word of God.
他们在敬拜。 唱圣歌之后，一个一个跳上台去，去见证一个礼拜当中的主的美好见证。
So after their worship and singing time, they will come up one after another to give testimony of what the Lord had done for them throughout that week.
有几个见证的时候流眼泪。
Sometimes some of them come up to share, and I will shed my tears.
那上两个礼拜呢，我又是主灵里面的恩膏的催促。 我又去到了New Jersey那个陈锡珍小儿子带领的那个教会。Oh,
so last week, for the
2 weeks,
captain of the Holy Spirit, I went to meet with where Daniel Chen is meeting.
那弟兄姐妹们呢，真是长期分开了，就特别的挂念。So
because we've been separated for so long, and we've just missed one another.
那看到了，说真是。 就是我们互相之间的彼此相爱。
So we could really see that we really love one another.
一起敬拜。
And we could worship together.
一起拥抱。
We hug one another.
那接下来呢，那个Helen的爸爸妈妈坐在我身边。
And then Helen's parents sat next to me.
她妈妈问我，教会接受你上我家去哦。我说不去。
So she says to me, oh, after the meeting, can you come to my house? I said, no, I cannot go.
她说我新搬来，你还没有来住过呢。
So she says, oh, I just moved here recently. You haven't come here to stay with us yet.
因为她的老家我常去住。
Because I often visit them and stay at where they used to live.
我说我今天要去的地方，那个对方叫我不要告诉你。
Oh, so I said that today I'm going to visit a place and that person told me not to let you know.
谁知道他一推就推到了 Helen 的妈妈。
But unexpectedly, it was actually Helen's mom.
一个姐妹，她叫姓顾，顾姐妹，她刚刚从医院里出来。
Oh, there's a sister named Sister Gu. She just came out from the hospital.
我要去探访她。
I was going to visit her.
我住在她家四天。
So I stayed with her in her house for 4 days.
四天早晨，我都跟她一起灵修。
So 4 mornings, I had morning watch with her.
我跟她灵修的时候，早晨就是先读神的话语。
So when we had morning watch, in the morning, we read the word of God first.
压伤的芦苇你不折断，将柴的灯火你不吹灭。
The crushed reed you will not break, the extinguished flame you will not the dying flame you will not extinguish.
那读经的时候，她眼泪哗哗的下来。
So when we read the word of God, she was crying.
她说，撒旦太厉害了。
So she said, Satan is really fierce.
她说，把我的大儿子脱离教会。
He made my oldest son leave the church.
她自己第二个儿子摩托赛车 accident 死掉，也脱离教会。
And then the second son had a motorcycle car accident and he died and he also left the church.
他脱离了教会3年。
And she left the church for about 3 years.
他的女儿在 Florida 也不去教会。
Her daughter's in Florida and she didn't go to church either.
但是他女儿有的时候也谢饭祷告。
But sometimes her daughter will give thanks during meal time.
那他跟我四天当中，第二天又读了23篇。
So for the 4 days that I stayed with her, the second day we read about Psalm 23.
23篇第四节，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Psalm 23 verse 4, Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I do not fear evil, for your rod and your staff comfort me.
他读到这一段，想到自己刚刚离开医院。
So when she read about this part and thought about that, she just left hospital.
她眼泪又下来。
She started to cry again.
她说，真的走过了死荫的幽谷。
She said, yes, truly indeed, I've been through the valley of the shadow of death.
真是觉得有主的同在。
Really felt the presence of the Lord.
主还是不要我走。要带领家人来归到他。
The Lord didn't want me to depart this world yet, but He wanted me to bring my family members to Him.
我一边跟他灵修，同时又读了91篇。
So we had morning watch again, and then we read Psalm 91.
还读了46篇。
And we read Psalm 46.
每一天我们都不断的灵修晚祷。
So every day we have morning watch and we have evening prayers.
他讲他家里的脱离那个主说不要停止聚会。他说我们的家人都停止了聚会。
So she said that the Lord mentioned about not to leave your meeting. And then all her family members had left the meeting.
他说我要恒切的祷告。
So she said that I have to pray fervently.
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
To man it's impossible, but for God all things are possible.
当他灵修的时候，我一般晚上也自己想想自己的家也是被撒旦魔鬼世界引诱，也是冷落得很。
So when we had prayer time together, that also reminded me that many of my family members, they also left the Lord and they were very cold.
我姐姐最近跟我交通，她说我太亏欠神了。
So recently, my older sister had fellowship with me and she says, I really owe the Lord a lot.
这都是主在我们被得救的蒙恩罪人身上的一个，他还没得到这个地的一个责任在我们身上。
So it shows that whatever the purpose the Lord had for us, he had not obtained that purpose yet.
那我今天讲这一段，主要是启发弟兄姐妹们自己想一想，我的家人，我自己的儿子也远离主，我的家人如何的状况。
So today I want to share about this so brothers and sisters could think about your own family members and see if they're in the Lord and what you could do to help them.
刚刚我讲到，我们不能，主才能。
I mentioned about that we are not able, but God could do all things.
圣经上教导我们常常喜乐，不断祷告，凡事谢恩。
So the Bible teaches us to always rejoice, unceasingly pray in everything, give thanks.
我主要就是希望主的圣灵激动每一位弟兄姐妹，想到主唯德子弟需要我们迫切的祷告。I
just wanted to remind everyone that because the Holy Spirit also touched us that for the salvation of our household, we need to pray fervently.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
愿主的旨意成全在我们每一位身上。
The will of the Lord be done in all of us.
谢谢大家。
Thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Gina.
对，感谢主，我们为着孩子们的那个特会，我们真的献上感谢和赞美。We really
thank the Lord for the young people's conference.
我觉得真宝贝，我们这个教会就是有这样的聚会，因为孩子们真的是要举起见证的火，接下去这个见证的火炬。
I really thank the Lord that we have such kind of conference for young people because the young people really need to carry on the torch of the testimonies.
对，那我们就特别对这个接待，我们不能做什么，但是我们对这个接待是有负担的。So
we can do much, but we have burden to give hospitality.
对，那但每一次我们都就是从开始第一期，我们都一直有接待。So
from the first time on until now, we always give hospitality.
对，那这一次呢，我就在铺船的时候，我就里面就有个感觉，有个祷告。And
this time when I was making bed, all of a sudden the Lord touched me from within.
我就说我是接待，我们的 David 回来。So
I have a feeling that it was sort of like giving hospitality to my son David.
对，那真的感谢主，真的就接待到我们的 David。
So really, thank the Lord, as if I really give hospitality to my son David.
因为这个孩子呢，跟我们的David太像了。Because
this boy is really so much like my son David.
他是个过敏了。He's
also very allergic.
对所有的那甚至对牛奶、cheese都过敏。He's
allergic to all different kinds of nuts, even to milk or cheese.
所以一进来的时候，那我们是很理解的。他告诉我们，我准备了很多。他说，哦，我这所有都不能吃。So
I prepared a lot of food for him, but he said, oh, I cannot eat all these.
那我们都很理解，我们说没关系，我们会给你重新预备。Oh,
we all understand. So it's okay. We'll prepare all different kinds of food for you.
所以我就在观察这个孩子的时候，我就俯伏敬拜主。
So when I was observing this child, I really bowed down to the Lord.
我觉得这个孩子，我觉得他的妈妈肯定是跟我很像的。I
think that his mom must be very much like me.
因为我们这样子的妈妈就有这样的孩子。Because
mother like us will have such kind of son.
所以我看到他就是很整齐啊，你看到他，因为我接待很多孩子，没有一个孩子就是。 早上起来整，那船铺要离开之后，船铺整整齐齐的。So
I gave hospitality to many different boys, but this one, he's very neat. And in the morning when he wake up, he will make his bed and make everything very neat.
对，因为我也是很注重这些东西的。Because
I also pay attention to such kind of things.
所以呢，有时候我也感觉到就是很天然的很多好啊，常常也就是我们要接受对付的。
So I realize that a lot of times, even a good point in our nature that we have to be dealt with.
所以我俯伏下来，我就说主啊，你真是奇妙，因为我是该要学习这东西，求主就是他也确实是借着我两个过敏而让我很多的学习，要接受生命的改变。
So I really submit to the Lord, and the Lord gave me two sons that are very allergic to food, and through them, I have to change my life.
那后来我真的我就跟那个他叫永谦，他自己跟我介绍说，我的名叫永谦，永远的谦卑。
So he says that my name is 永谦, which means forever humble.
对，我觉得哎呀，好可爱呀，这个孩子。我就说，我觉得我想跟你妈妈有联系，好不好？
So I think this boy is really so cute, and I said, oh, can I have fellowship with your mother?
对，我觉得我跟你妈妈会有很多的共鸣理解。
And I believe that I will have a lot of fellowship with your mother.
那后来我就真的，永谦就跟我，让我跟他妈妈有这样的联系。And
then 永谦 led me to have fellowship with his mother.
真的，我们很多的相像。Truly,
indeed, we're so much alike.
就是连名字都很接近。Even
our names are very similar.
对，就是连在教会有事情，不是什么，反正很多很多都很一样。Even
the service in the church and other things is all very very similar.
对，我们就讲到就是说我们在这个养育孩子的过程，比如说孩子很 sensitive 嘛，他们每个星期都要洗床单啊，洗被子，因为他们过敏很厉害。Oh,
so we also share about our experience in taking care of our children because they're all very allergic. And every week we have to change the sheets and have to wash the sheets because their bodies are very very allergic.
哎，我们讲到这些，因为虽然是过去，但是我们里面真是很感恩，觉得神就是没有错。So
we talk about all these, although it was so much work, but we're filled with thankfulness, and the Lord didn't make any mistake.
对，我这次我就我里面我就觉得说，哎，孩子们这次的特会就是他们寻宝嘛。 他们这次就是有这样的特会，那我觉得也是真的借着这个机会，我们也带到，把我们也带到宝贝主面前。So
I really thank the Lord that because of the youth conference, they're like treasure hunting. It's in a way like bringing us to the Lord also, and we found the Lord as our treasure.
对，我们这个两个孩子呢，就很多的一样嘛，所以他们，特别是要离开那天晚上，他们就坐在那个床上，两个人就是七脚在那里交谈。So
this boy and my son, they're also very close. So before he left, they were sitting by the side of the bed and they have a lot of fellowship.
所以我就后来我也看到那么喜乐，我里面真的充满感恩，因为就觉得就是David回来了，两个兄弟就。
So I saw them have so much joy, and I just was full of thankfulness because it's as if David's coming back home, and I just fell with thankfulness.
对，我也加入进去，我就说，哎呀，感谢主，看到你们两个这么开心，神让你们很多东西不能吃，但你们还这么开心，而且神也让你们长得这么好。
So I joined them. I said, I really thank the Lord that although you're so allergic, you cannot eat so many different kinds of food, but you have such a wonderful fellowship, and you see, you still grow very well.
对，那永谦有一句话，我真的感动。他说，是的，因为他们孩子过敏，食物过敏啊，他们的身体是皮肤很糟糕的。So
Yongqian says something to me that also touched me very deeply because he's very allergic and his skin is very sensitive.
所以他跟Samuel都是皮肤都不好，我就说，我说哎呀，真的很感谢主。后来有些有一句话，他说，他说是啊，虽然今天我们的身体是这样子的，但是我们盼望有一天我们见主面的时候，我们那个完美的身体。So
he like Samuel, they both have very allergic skins, and he said that although we don't have good skins, but one day we have a glorious skin and we have something good to look forward to.
所以我就里面我说，他都说阿们，我说是啊。 真的，我们盼望我们每个人都是能够在地的时候来变被神赶快建造，完了到神建主那一天的时候，我们真的有个完美的像主的身体。So
I felt amen and amen inside of me, and I just hope that all of us also will be like this, that we will be built up together, and one day when we see the Lord, we have a wonderful body and glorious body.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord, praise the Lord.
We're
going to read the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 2.
你从水中经过,
你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中醒过，必不被烧，火焰也不着在你身上。
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned.
我本来没有想上来分享，因为早上 Andrew 弟兄他就 opening 的时候呢，他说我们如果经过火灾的话呢，你会对这个印象会很深刻的。
Oh, I wasn't planned to come to share, but in the morning when Brother Andrew shared about that, if you've been through fire, you will have a deep impression and you will feel very thankful about our salvation.
所以呢，我们是19年的时候楼下着火了嘛，所以我对这个事情是非常感恩，就觉得说神每一次拯救我们，我们都应该来感谢主。
So in 2019, I experienced a tenant downstairs had a fire in his unit andThrough that experience, I really thank the Lord.
那今年的三月份呢，就是玛莎女儿结婚那段时间，有一天。
So this March, like mid March, during that time, something happened.
因为呢，我们那个这个煤气炉哈，就是说已经我们住在那个楼里面已经十年了。
And because it gas outlet at my unit in that building has been like 10 years old.
所以最近就经常会漏气，我呢就打电话跟 Super 说，哎呀，你可不可以把我这煤气换一个？因为它会经常漏气嘛。
So I felt that the gas constantly leaking, so I called the Super and asked the Super to change the gas, because it's constantly leaking.
那之前一段时间我刚好跟他说了没有热水。
But shortly before that, I already complained to the Super that we didn't have hot water.
所以他就觉得说我经常 complain 他。就不帮我修，不帮我换。
So he didn't change the gas units because he felt that I'm someone who's often complaining.
所以呢，就是帮我把那个清干净一下。
So he only cleaned the gas openings.
那一般都是两点半去接小孩，那我呢，差不多就两点左右开始做中饭了。
So usually I go out to pick up my children around 2:30 and I started to make lunch like around 2 p.m.
那我就闻到那个很重的那个 gas 味道，我在煮饭嘛。
So I was cooking and smelled something like a gas smell and it was very strong.
那我就想说可能是我自己这个煤气漏气。
So I thought that it was the gas that I was using that was leaking.
那后来 Super 就来敲我的门。
And then Super came to knock on my door.
我也不知道怎么回事。
I didn't know what's going on.
就看到我对面这个人也开门了。
And I saw the tenant across of me and opened the door too.
那等一下等我做完饭以后我就出去了，他们说煤气漏气了。
So when I finished cooking, I went out and they told me that there was a gas leak.
我出去的时候，整个的走廊都是煤气的味道。
So when I went out, the whole hallway was filled with the smell of gas.
就找不到是谁家漏气的。
And we didn't know where it came from.
我以为是我自己漏了。
I thought that it was came from my unit.
后来他就查到是我斜对面这个韩国人的老夫妇，他们出去的时候没有把煤气关紧。
Oh, they found out it was an older couple that was living diagonally across of me. When they left their unit, they didn't turn off their gas.
所以我们后来就找到这个，他把门开进去，他把这个煤气关上了。
So he opened the door and he went in and turn off the gas.
都没有事，感谢主，就是他是这样保守我们。
So nothing happened to us. We really thank the Lord for keeping us.
那四月六号是地震吧，对吧
？So April 6th was the time we had earthquake.
地震的时候，因为我们住在十楼嘛，地震的时候就是很明显的就晃了。
So we live on the 10th floor. So when the earthquake happened, we just felt the building was swaying back and forth.
但是地震以后呢，我感觉说我自己的感觉里面好像整个楼都在晃。
But after the earthquake finished, I still felt like our building was swaying back and forth.
那四月九号应该是祷告会，是这里的祷告会。
So April 9th supposed to be the prayer meeting here.
那天呢，一个弟兄都没有，我们中文组的一个弟兄都没有，就只有几个姐妹。
So that day, no brother show up, only a few sisters show up here.
哎呀，那我呢，其实我心里面很不安，我就觉得说，这个教会应该是，我们是应该有遮盖的，我们姐妹怎么没有遮盖，弟兄都不来。
So I really felt like at that moment, I felt like in the church meeting, we're supposed to have brothers to be our covering, and we sisters need the covering from the brothers.
那我回去以后，我那天晚上就躺在床上，就开始头晕，
So that night when I went home, when I was laying in bed, I just felt like very dizzy, as if this what's above me was spinning. So the second morning, I woke up, still felt the dizziness, and I went to my toilet, and I also almost fainted.
然后呢，我就休息了很久。
So I rested for a long time.
休息，不然当然这个暖络不是这个时候才有的。那在家里面就躺在床上没事情干嘛，就看电视了。
So this weakness didn't just happen to me recently, but I went. So because of that, I went was laying in bed and just rest and look at my cell phone.
那我们家有两个小探子。
And we have two little spies in our household.
那我女儿呢，那上个礼拜刚好Andrew他们就带到那个Casino Park去玩了。
Oh, so last week, Andrew took my daughter to Casino Park to play.
No, 小孩子。
So, and the kid and the children.
他回来他跟我说，妈妈，我去问了妈妈、星星。 还有谁？他们几个女孩子说，你们的妈咪有没有看 Chinese drama?
So she says that she asked Jingjing or Mala or other Chinese girls, did your mom watch Chinese drama?
她说有。They
say yes.
哎呀，我其实他们其实刚开始的时候对我这个看中国的那个电视剧哈，其实蛮反感的。 但是他们去问了人家以后，他说他们的妈妈也都有看以后，他也蛮能接受的。So
in the beginning, she was so turned off about me watching the Chinese drama, but after she asked other young sisters and found out their moms also watch the Chinese drama, she felt like it's more acceptable.
那我就跟他们说，是因为你们不听话。I
said because you don't listen to me.
所以呢，妈妈很生气，妈妈要看一些东西去relieve一下。
Mommy is very angry, that's why mommy has to watch something to calm me down.
哎呀，所以呢，我觉得说，就我自己也觉得很亏欠哈，就是说，我们好像主在外面的苦难上面拯救我们是很容易的，但是我们里面的罪性，好像我们里面的这个好像是试探，好像是还不是那么容易的胜过。
So I feel very sorry. It's because I know the Lord had already saved us, but instead of us, the sinful nature, the temptation, it seems like it's so hard for us to come to overcome.
啊，我分享完了。
So this is the end of my sharing.
我想弟兄还是要有些分享比较好。
So it's good for a brother to stand up and give some testimony.
Okay, so 我分享的其实跟那个 SK 弟兄给的这个经文主题有关系，就是关于我们走这个西安的大道，这个神的路啊。So
it related to how we walk this path to Zion.
像在两月份的时候，我叫姚弟兄，我先自我介绍，我叫姚弟兄。My
name is Yao.
两月份的时候呢。 我和我的家人呢，我们去那个佛罗里达，就是他们假期的时候呢，我想带他们去啊。但是每一年好像我越来越艰难能够出去。So
back in February, I took my family down to Florida for a vacation time. But I feel that as the years go by, it becomes harder.
So 为什么呢？因为我这时候其实我刚到教会的时候，我每个礼拜我那个都有时间就陪着孩子一起出去玩。 好玩的地方很多很多，所以呢，很多弟兄姊妹叫我纽约万事通。So
prior to coming to church many years ago, I used to take my family out for outings, so it was easy at that time.
Yeah, 但是呢，就像那个约翰福音里面讲的，他说你年少的时候呢，你束上带子，你去你要去的地方，但是呢，你慢慢年长的时候呢，有人要。
So it's just like you mentioned in the book of John, is that when you're young, you're able to go anywhere you want. But as you go, as you get older, it becomes burdened down.
因为为什么的确就是神把一些服事呢放在我心中呢，所以呢有些牵挂的时候呢，有些我就没法出去了。那有时候，那现在我一年基本上。 带我的家人只能出去这么一次。
So, because of many burden that the Lord has placed upon me for service for Him, so now it's only about once a year that I take my family out.
所以两月份的时候呢，正好，我在蒙训的同工跟我确认那几天有人可以顶替我，所以呢，我可以出去一个礼拜。那教会的服事呢，我也正好也是没有轮到，所以我正好有时间。
Because of the service rotation, I was able to free up and then be able to go on a trip in February.
So, 然后我们来到 trip 的时候，我们一路上开了1500个迈，从纽约开到佛罗里达。
So from New York to Florida, I drove about 15,000 miles.
然后到那的时候呢，出现一个状况，我们因为我们家是个喜欢钓鱼的家庭。
Because my family likes to go fishing.
然后呢，我们到那的时候呢，发现那个钓鱼船已经满了。
And I, when I get to the destination, I found that the fishing area is already booked. It's already filled up.
因为我们开很远的人，我们不可能 pre-book， 不可能很早就预定。我必须到了那里，我才能知道我能不能上这个船。但是呢，现在 pandemic 已经过去了，已经很多人来回来了，所以没有船了。
I cannot pre-book this boat tour to go fishing because I have to drive many miles down. So until I get to the destination, therefore I can go and book and see how it is with the fishing trip. But because the pandemic is over, a lot of the people is coming back for those activities.
所以我们整个家庭都在老的少的，我们都在这个车上。但是呢，你可以想象这个时候呢，对当中的一些那个成员是多么的沮丧。你开了1500个迈，开了两天，但是呢，这个船没有了。
So a whole family got stuck in the car, and as you can see and you can feel that some of the members of my kids that wasn't happy about it because they got stuck in the boat, stuck in the car and cannot go on the boat.
所以有时候啊，我们很多属灵的这个问题，家庭碰到是个属灵问题，就是说碰到有问题的时候，对不对？这边讲到这个艾斯克弟兄讲到流泪谷，对不对？有时候碰到艰难的时候。这个时候呢，我们需要来主来帮忙。但是这时候我就决定了，我们到附近一个非常有名的 Nine Miles Bridge 九里桥那边再去钓鱼。
So as we can see through many trials and sufferings, we can experience the valley of Baca, so that we can experience the Lord's guidance. So we made a decision to go to another place, which is called Nine Miles
Bridge.
Yeah. And then from there, we go fishing over there.
所以我们在那里钓了，那很开心啊。那我的大儿子一在那儿就一下去，就很多鱼上来了。就我们钓了很多很多各种各样的珊瑚的鱼，就是彩色的。
So when my eldest son got there, and then when he goes fishing, and he caught many fishes, so he was happy. Fishes, so he was very happy, and we can different all kinds of colorful fishes.
然后呢，这但是旁边有很多人也在钓鱼哈。
But there are many others that they're fishing.
然后他们到我们这里来了，他说，我们怎么没有鱼上来
？So they were wondering how come they couldn't catch the fish.
然后他开始问我，你是从哪里来？我跟他说，我们是长岛来的。他说，我们也是纽约来的。他说。
So they asked me, is that where you come from? Is that from Long Island? And said, oh, we come from the same place as well.
所以呢，他们就告诉我。他带了一个 aluminum 的那个 trailer， 所以里面很好的装备，很好的鱼竿，什么都是很好的。我看里面的鲁饵都是很好，什么各种各样的装备都是 perfect。
So they described, oh, we come down with a trailer and all kinds of equipment and all kinds of good stuffs there. So it was like a perfect trip.
但是我们就带了很简单的鱼竿，就钓了很多彩色的鱼，很漂亮。
But we only brought some simple fishing stuff and then we caught many fishes.
所以我跟他说，你到我这边来钓。你到我这边来钓。
So I told him, come to this side and try to catch.
然后他们也钓了几条上来，他们也很开心，他们就结束了，他们就很开心的就回家了，因为他们这个豪华装备能钓到鱼，他很开心。
So because I told them to come to this side and they caught many fishes as well and they were very happy with all this equipment that they brought down and they caught some fishes.
接着我们就回家了，但回家我们兴奋过头了，我的二儿子呢，他把他的手表弄丢了。
So we are on our way back, and then disappointingly, my second son lost his watch.
但这个 watch 呢，是他，我们其实到这里来度假，另外原因是为了庆祝他的生日，因为这个假期期间是他的生日。但是这个手表呢，是他上一个生日的时候的礼物。
So we took this trip because it's also the same time that my second son's birthday celebration, and this watch was from the year before.
So, 在这个生日掉了上个生日的礼物，你明白意思吗？对一个孩子来说，我觉得这是一个很大的一个刺激。
So this this trip when he lost his watch from the previous birthday, so it's a kind of disappointment for him.
所以呢，这时候呢，我太太在看手机的时候，她看到这个手机这个手表，它有一个定位还在那个钓鱼的地方。
Oh, so my wife noticed that where they were doing the fishing, the spot where they were, the watch was there.
这因为小孩呢，他不小心把这个手表就放在垃圾桶边上，然后掉到垃圾桶呢，我太太很忠心的就把垃圾桶一起扔出去了。然后呢，这个手表就在这个钓鱼的地方的垃圾桶里面。但这个地方呢，一天会要收两次垃圾。
So, what happened was that my son took off his watch and put it next to the garbage area, and my wife took the garbage and put it by the dump, a garbage bin. So this pickup of the garbage is twice every day.
所以这是我们发现的时候已经是第二天了。那我太太就组织孩子们为这个事情一起来祷告。
So this already happened. This already took place. The pickup on second day. During this time, my wife said to the children, "Let's pray."
然后 pray 以后，我太太我记得很印象很深。她问老二，她说你祷告以后，你相信你会拿到吗？我听着太太跟他问他。
So my wife asked my second son, "Do you feel having the faith to that you will be able to this, find this watch?"
但是呢，那个二儿子 Ryan 说他不相信，他觉得很难。
So Ryan said, "I don't think so."
然后呢，我又开着车带他们回去到这个垃圾桶这儿，要开两个小时，从迈阿密一直到佛罗里达 Key。
So I took about 2 hours drive to go back to that garbage bin to look for that watch.
然后开到那儿了以后呢，我太太就到垃圾桶里把这个手表捞出来。然后因为那一天呢，那个垃圾工人没有来上班。
So my wife went out and take a look at the garbage inside, and they found the watch because that worker didn't come to pick up.
因为佛罗里达它80多度每天，所以你垃圾一定要清理很干净，否则都臭掉了。但是那一天就是。没有人来捡垃圾，收垃圾。
The weather down in Florida is about 80 degrees, so they have to do the cleanup every day. But so happenedly that the worker didn't show up for that.
所以我们知道这些事情都说明这个神哈，他一直保守我们这个道路啊。然后回去的时候呢，我看到我的那个汽车窗上玻璃上很多那个 bug 的印子，就是虫子撞在玻璃上很脏。然后我从车里拿出一瓶喷雾剂。把这个玻璃都弄干净以后，我们就准备返程了。
So throughout this whole experience, we can see God's guidance. And on my way back, I can see all the insects, dead insects on the window. So I took out some cleaner and clean up the windshield.
所以在我回去的时候，我就碰到暴风雨了，很大的雨。孩子们、老人都在车上睡觉，我在开的时候，这个雨就像叫水倒下来以后，但是呢。我喷了那个东西，我一看上面有个 formula， 就是说水不会粘在上面。
So, on my trip back, there was a torrential downpour. So as I go driving, my kids and wife is already sleeping, and I look at the and I realize that the chemical that I do the wiping with has some rain repellent.
Yeah. 所以呢，这个雨水啊，就粘不到这个玻璃窗上。我开着这个车啊。就像你在鱼缸里看鱼一样的哦，你不用用 wipers， 就这个很清楚，但你开得很快，又可以很快，就很快就开过暴风雨了。
Because of the chemicals shielding the windshield, so therefore it will not have any effect when the downpour comes. So smoothly I drove onward.
但这个东西我之前不知道有这个东西，有这个 formula， 我一点不清楚，但是呢。我相信救神为我这个来这个开路，所以我很顺利把他们从1500迈以外又开回家了。
So prior to this, I didn't realize that the chemical was going to do the work to repel the rain. So smoothly, I drove back another 1500 miles.
而且在整个旅程之前呢，我们家有辆车子被人家偷掉。
Prior to this, my two cars, right?
我有一辆车被特别。
One car was stolen.
然后呢，这个人从纽约要把这个车。开出去要开到加州去，也有可能上加拿大，也可能上下面的去墨西哥，把这个车处理掉。
So because of this, that the person has to drive either up to Canada or go to California or down to Mexico to take care of this stolen car.
所以警察来帮我们拦截这个车子。所以但是这个车子里面有个 GPS， 我就像一个，我可以看到这个车在怎么在开。
No, because the car is equipped with GPS, it can locate where the car is currently at.
但是我整个旅途我很平安，我都没有想这个事。其实我整个旅途在想服事的事情。
So throughout this trip, as I was going down, I never thought about this stolen car situation. All I thought about was my service.
然后等我回来的时候呢，这个车已经把我捞回来了，而且赔了我额外很多钱给我，我很开心。
So when I returned home, the car, the stolen car, is back as my place as well, and also reimbursed me with the some of the money as well.
Yeah, 那我主要分享两个简单的经文哈，是吧？就是主最近在对我说话，就是这些事情。
Two scripture verses that the Lord has given to me, I want to share with brothers and sisters.
第一个是第一节经文在撒母耳记第三章的第二节。
The first one is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2.
这边讲到一日以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花。 看不分明。
1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 2, it says, chapter 3 verse 2, right?
Chapter 3 verse 2,
yeah. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eye had begun to grow so dim that he could not see.
所以这个是个负面的例子，讲这个以利呢， 后面第三节讲到他在神的灯在神耶和华殿内的约柜那里，说明他在神面前服侍的时候，他眼目昏花，看不清楚神到底要做什么事情。Verse
2 seems like to be a negative aspect because he was growing old, he could not see, his eyes couldn't see, and it's growing dim.
No, not old, just. 不是讲他老，只是讲他的属灵的光景，是吗？他眼目昏花，看不分明。
It's talk about his spiritual condition that his eyes could grow dim and could not see.
Yeah, 所以后面神就是说要开始用那个撒母耳，所以在这里就给我一个提醒，就是说在这些服事当中，我必须要看清楚这个神的他这个道路，这是对我来说很重要。So
through these verses, I can see that God is teaching me how to serve Him. With a vision of him.
然后另一个经文是一个正面的例子，在创世纪的24章21节。
The second verse that I want to share is Genesis 24.
Verse 21
is a positive aspect. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not.
那这里是其实是讲到这个全业的这个仆人以利以谢，要去帮以撒找一个本族本家去找一个老婆帮他。They
talk about the Abraham's servant going back to his hometown to look for a wife for Isaac.
年轻人弟兄怎么不要紧张，我不是在告诉你们怎么找老婆，找先生啊。
I'm not advising the brothers and sisters on how to look for a wife.
Yeah. 所以但是这里他就讲到这个以利以谢看到那个他要找的那一位啊。 是那个叫什么利百加，中文叫利百加，就是看到利百加的时候，他定睛看他一句话也不说，他没有说，就只需要看出这个神是不是神帮他选的这个人是不是这个人。So
it just tells us that whether the Lord is have this person Rebecca in mind.
所以这时候我其实也被神提醒，在这些很多服事当中要有一个优先次序，对，在我的家里，所以我最近一直在提这个事情。So
through these lessons that the Lord has shown me how to serve Him.
所以这个优先次序呢，其实第一个地位呢，就是一个家庭的服事。
It's the first is the family service.
第二呢，对我来说呢，就是一个教会的服侍。
And second is the serving in the church.
那第三个呢，是我的门徒训练。虽然那个服侍对我来说是最大的，但是呢，神跟我在这里呢，其实让我看清楚道路，那个是在第三位的。
The one is the discipleship in the that discipleship class. But even though it's important, but the previous two is more important than that I know.
Okay, 这是我分享。
We really thank the Lord so many brothers and sisters can share today.
我们感谢主有这么多弟兄姊妹上来分享。
And indeed, once again, I just want to mention, you know, when we share, it's at like a family settings. It's similarly as when we have the Lord's table, it's like family.
当我们分享的时候，就像我们一起这个领用品杯一样，就像一个家庭分享。
And in this family, and we have our Father, God our Father is leading us.
在我们这个家庭里面，我们有我们的神就是我们的父亲。
And our sharing.The life of Christ manifested could really mutually benefit all of us.
我们交通这个我们主的生命可以互相的这个交通进到我们当中。
So, brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you to seek the Lord what to share for the next open sharing meeting.
鼓励弟兄姊妹可以思想下一次我们有自由分享的时候。你们可以来交通。
We run over time, so let's end our meeting now. Thank you.
我们由于超过时间，所以我们聚会就停在这里。